Join me as I pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, God, of worship that we've had from Michelle and Quentin. God, we thank you for them and their willingness to do that. God, fear is a liar, and we can't rely on those fears. God, as we come to this time of your sharing your word, that you'll just speak through me and guide my voice. God, we lift up your holy and precious name. Amen. This morning, we are continuing our series in Acts. We'll be in Acts 4, chapter 23 through 31 this morning. We're continuing the series, Church on the Move. And what that looks like, and what is Church on the Move? Well, the Church on the Move is the church starting in the early church. And how this body of believers started spreading the word and the love of Christ and what he did on that cross. Last week, we looked at the first persecution of the church, of the believers, where Peter and John were thrown into prison, and where they were brought before these chief priests and these elders, these people, the religious leaders of the day. And this is the first time, this is the only time that the believers are being brought, not the only time, this will be more times come in the near future, but this is the first time since Jesus was brought before them and since all that happened with Jesus. You know, they had to be afraid. They had to be, because of what happened. I mean, they got thrown in jail for just talking in the synagogue, in the temple. They got thrown in jail for not, they didn't commit a crime in a sense, but they got thrown in jail. So they had to be scared and afraid of what's to come. They had to be scared for their life. They had to be afraid. But they showed boldness in answering the leaders. So before we dive in, I've got a question for you again this morning that I want you to see. And I want you to kind of answer and post something in the comments if you feel like it. I'll give you a little bit of time to post that if you'd like. So the question I have for you is, have you ever been afraid to do something? Have you ever been afraid to do something? Post it in the comments if you like. Maybe it's skydiving, bungee jumping, a new job, or even getting a job. You could have been afraid of that. How about getting in front of a large group of people, doing a live video every week? Asking for help. Talking to something new. You know, I have to admit, one of my fears is, like, I'm always a little, I won't say it's a fear, but I'm always nervous to get up in front of you and to share what God has laid on my heart. I mean, it's part, I never would have thought that I would be doing this, sharing with you, even doing a live video, because I'm always, nerves just get the best of me sometimes. But what about sharing your faith? Is that something you're afraid of too? So, how can we be bold for Christ? How can we share that faith and that love and that what Christ did for us? You know, the early church dealt with this persecution right off the bat. They were dealing with this. And let's look at some things that, let's look at what they were saying and how they reacted to that. Michelle just posted in the comments a couple things she was afraid of. Singing in front of people or speaking in front of a large crowd. Those are great things that you can be scared of too. So with that, we can be bold in Christ. So let's read in Acts 4. Chapter 23, verse 23. So you have your Bibles, you can turn there, you can follow along in the screens. After they were released, they went to their own people and reported everything the chief priest and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together to God and said, Master, you are the one who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You said through the Holy Spirit by the mouth of the father David, your servant, why do the Gentiles rage and the people plot futile things? The king of earth takes every stand, and the rulers assemble together against the Lord and the Messiah. For in fact, in the city both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, assembled together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed to do whatever your hand and your will be predestined to take place. And now, Lord, consider their threats. Grant what your servants may speak your word with boldness, while you stretch out your hand for healing and signs of wonders, and perform through the name of your holy servant Jesus. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God boldly. You know, you see, the first thing we see in this is that the apostles had a choice. The apostles saw a choice, and we saw this last week. They had a choice to either listen to the religious leaders and do what the religious leaders tell them to do, was to stop sharing, speaking in the name of Jesus, or to obey God. That was their choice. And they could have run and hidden, not said a word to anybody. They could have run and hid behind the comfort of people. They could have stopped sharing. They could have done all that. But they didn't. They chose to obey God. But you see, we see that in verse 19. And it says, Peter and John answered them, whether it's right in the sight of God for us to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. So you see, they had that choice. They had that choice, like I was saying, to obey God or to obey the religious leaders. But you see, after they were released, they chose to go to their own people. The apostles went to their own people. Verse 23. After they were released, they went to their own people to report everything the chief priests and the elders said to them. You see, their own people here is an amazing statement. Because that's the word in Greek, own people, is idios. And it is often defined as one's family or people group, own people group. So it's like that family of faith believers, those believers that are together in a family. And that's what we all are as the Christian body of believers, is we are a family. We are there for one another through all the fears and the troubles and whatever we're dealing with, we are there for one another. So they went and they asked for help from their fellow family and the fellow believers. So what did the church do when they heard this report? What was the church choice? They had a choice too. The church did. They had a choice to either run and hide or to ask God for help. Well, the church prayed. They asked God for help. Verse 24. With their voices together to God, they said, Master, you are the one who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Master. They called God Master. He is the Lord of their life, the ruler of everything. They were humbling themselves before God to ask God to help them to be able to share after this persecution was there. They were begging God to help them. But see, that's not the only thing they did. They praised God also by saying He is the creator of the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. He's that creator that made everything. And the beauty that we see outside every day, He's the maker. He's the master of that. But you see, that's not the only thing they did. They also used scripture and quoting of scripture to ask for help. They quoted a Psalms in Psalms 2, 1 and 2. This psalm is one that David wrote many, many, many years before. And if we look at it, it says this: "Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and his anointed one." You see, those rulers of the day did their best to try to rid of what Jesus was doing. They tried their best to get rid of that by putting Jesus to death. But see, that wasn't the end. Jesus rose again on the third day. The Israelite people tried their best. The Israelite leadership, the faith religious leaders tried their best to wipe this movement of God off the map. But you see, that wasn't God's promise. God's promise was to have someone come to be our Savior. And we saw that because Jesus is the anointed one. He is the one that covers all sin and to cover that for us. But you see, they also asked for boldness. Because they asked for boldness to speak the word of God. They asked for courage. Boldness and courage go hand in hand. Because it's a scary world, even for them. We don't have to worry about physical persecution, like I said last week. But there's some areas in the world that do have to worry about physical persecution. And at their time of their life, they were worried about being put to death. And we'll see that in just a few, in the next few chapters, because that does happen. But you see, so they asked for the Holy Spirit. They asked God for boldness through the Holy Spirit to be able to share God's word. So what does that mean for us? How can we bold? I asked this question earlier. How can we be bold for Christ? Well, we too have a choice. We too have a choice to either follow God daily or to go the ways of the world. See, like I said, we're not persecuted in per se. But we do have obstacles that get in our way from our faith, believing in the faith. And things that get in the way of us moving forward, whether it be Facebook or people or money or pride. There are things that get in the way. So we have a choice to either take up our cross and follow God and obey what God is telling us to do, or we can follow those worldly things. But see, like the early church too, we also need to pray. Prayers are a key aspect of being a Christ follower. If you don't know how to pray, it's not super hard. You might not be the most eloquent prayer. I'm not, for any reason, the most eloquent prayer. It's just a conversation with God. And it's just, hey God, thank you for this day. And I can help you walk through how to pray if you want to learn more of that. That's something we can walk through. You can always message me and we can set up a time to do that. But see, we need to, more of just praying by yourself, we need to pray as a corporate group of believers. Not just at Open Door, but I'm talking about the whole corporate group of Christian believers. Because that's where we get the power, is when we pray in a group together. That's where the power of the Holy Spirit can move. Yeah, the Holy Spirit moves in our life. But the power of the Holy Spirit can start moving when we all come together in a united prayer. Much like that happens in the early church. Because God moved mightily through the early church. And He is still moving mightily today. And He will continue to still move as long as we continue to pray and ask for His guidance and for Him to fill us with boldness to be able to share His word. And to reach the world for Him. Now, I have a question for you, and it's my final question. Do you have boldness for Christ? Are you willing to give up everything to follow Christ this morning? Are you willing to make that daily decision that we all have to make? I mean, I have to choose daily to follow Christ. We all do. We all have to daily choose to follow Christ. I mean, I have to ask daily for strength to even get up and be bold to share God's word. and to be in front of you to doing this. Man, God is an amazing God. And if you ask, you can receive. Because if we ask for boldness, God will give us boldness to share the Word of God. You do have a choice this morning. You do have a choice to be bold for Christ. Now, are you a Christ follower this morning? Have you had that chance to be a Christ follower? Do you know what it means to be a Christ follower? Being a Christ follower is an amazing opportunity. There's three little simple things you have to do. And then we can walk through more later on. You have to admit that you're a sinner. You have to believe in God. And Jesus died on that cross. And you have to confess your sins. Those three little things. And then we'll talk more later. If you want to know more about that, please message me in the comments. Shoot me an message at info@ODCC Sherwood Park, or message me on here, or leave a comment. Whatever you see that you see is easy for you to do, just let me know that you want to know more about being a Christ follower, because it's an amazing opportunity, and it's an amazing opportunity for you to be bold with Christ. So join me as I close this time in prayer, and Michelle comes back on and leads us in our final song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, God. We thank you for allowing us to be bold with you and to ask for boldness. God, fill us with boldness to be able to share your love and to share what you did on that cross for us, God, as you are our sacrificial lamb, and that you have sacrificed all. You sacrificed your Son for us so that we can have eternal life with you. God, I pray that your name will be lifted high through our lives and that we can glorify and praise your name. God, thank you for all that you're doing and that you're continuing to do in our lives through all this that you're doing. We thank you for this, and we lift up your holy name in prayer. Amen. Next one, I'm going to sing for you.